From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the last election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was among the officials who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He said he didn't know what effect the hacking had on the election.
They did not change any vote tallies or anything of that sort.
Yeah, I'm just talking.
We have no way of gauging the impact that certainly the intelligence community can't gauge the impact it had on choices of the electorate.
They called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interests. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bipartisan measure rejecting the United Nations Security Council vote, criticizing Israeli settlements on territory claimed by Palestinians. Thursday's vote passed 235 to 188. Representative Ed Roy spoke in favor of the action.
The problem with this UN resolution is not simply that it criticizes Israeli actions. It is that it is fundamentally one-sided. It is anti-Israel, and that's a departure from long-standing bipartisan U.S. policy.
The non-binding measure declares support for Israel and insists that the United States oppose any future measures by the United Nations that are, quote, one-sided and anti-Israel. Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir Thursday. They say a police officer and a courthouse employee were killed. The provincial governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle. This is VOA News.